Tonight, a warning about Facebook and what some believe it's doing to kids. The warning comes from two of the company's earliest executives. Carter Evans is following this.
We kind of knew something bad could happen.
Chamath Palihapitiya, a former Facebook executive once in charge of user growth, now says he has tremendous guilt about the social network he helped build.
We have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works.
And it's influencing the next generation. Studies show 92% of teens go online daily, and one in five young people regularly wake up in the night to send or check messages on social media.
People need to hard break from some of these tools and the things that you rely on. The short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. No civil discourse, no cooperation, misinformation, mistruth. Bad actors can now manipulate large swaths of people to do anything you want.
He's not the only social media executive blowing the whistle. Former Facebook president Sean Parker recently said the initial goal was to get people hooked.
You're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. The inventors, creators, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
We have to hold the tech industry accountable.
Jim Steyer is founder of Common Sense Media.
They, in many cases, have ignored the consequences, some of the downsides of some of the innovations they've brought to our society.
You don't realize it, but you are being programmed. It was unintentional, but now you got to decide how much you're willing to give up.
In a statement, Facebook pointed out that Palihapitiya left the company more than 6 years ago, and a lot has changed since then. But Facebook also said, quote, "We have realized how our responsibilities have grown, and we're working hard to improve." Jeff?
A lot to think about tonight. Carter, thank you very much.